Hi, Jason.
Yep.
Hi, Jason. My name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How's your day going?
Okay. Good.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear it. So I know you were speaking with Lulu, my mapping coordinator, and and she does a great job of kind of going over the basics, but did you have any questions aside from the price about the program, like where you're going to be listed, how it works, anything?
Yeah, basically, I all of it. So she
Okay.
just told me that it was Google, the goal is to get my page first on the website, but other than that, how it works or what it costs, or I have no idea. I've never even heard of Local Splash, but it looks like you guys have good reviews online.
Yeah, well, we have a 4-star rating with over 600 reviews, so we're a pretty
Yeah.
established business. We've been around for 17 years. We do have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we're a Google Premier Channel partner. So that's something really important that you want to have with somebody that's working on your SEO, which is search engine optimization. So, and you have a Google listing already, which, shows me that you do see the value of being on Google. So, and you're just starting the business, correct? Just like this year?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and I'm just pulling up the notes here. You have another business as well. What else do you do?
I own a hotel.
Oh, that's cool. All right. That's awesome. Seems like it might be a
Yeah.
pretty lucrative thing to do, have a hotel.
Yep.
So, how has business been going since you opened it up?
It's fine. I mean, everything's going pretty good. I just going to my plowing business email. So one of the things I mentioned to Lulu was I actually tried to create a Google account, a Google business profile, and it was immediately flagged, and I've never been able to resolve it. So this
What was
was on
it
the, it says
flagged
my
for?
Google Ads account is suspended because we've identified suspicious behavior in the payment activity of your account. There was no, I look, I've tried to get it appealed. I've done all kinds of stuff. Zero response. Nobody on the phone will help. I have absolutely no idea what's going on with it. And it literally
Okay.
happened the moment I clicked submit. I've never taken a payment. I've never had an advertisement. I have no idea what's going on with this. But I'll tell you, it's super annoying. Like, I have a team I want to deal with.
Well, that's something that we can deal with. So we work directly with Google and resolving and handling issues like that. Basically we would just become managers on your Google business profile, and then we would handle, any and resolve any issues that's going on with it. So, that you can just focus on your business. You don't need to worry about stuff like that, okay? So, but the major benefit, Jason, is the listing did just become available within our company, so we are filling it. So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll actually close out the category, and we can't work with anyone else in your area who does what you do. Okay? And, I
Why
hear
is
you.
that list? What made that listing open up? Why is this opportunity available?
It could be a number of different reasons. The person could have retired or, gone out of business or, whatever it may be. I mean, there's a number of different reasons why it becomes available. I don't actually have that information, on my screen or anything of why it became available, but it could just be, a number of different things. So,
So if I this and we work together, you won't work with any other plowing companies to provide this service in the whole city of Palmer?
yes, exactly. Now that doesn't mean that we just work with one plowing and lawn care service in all of the United States, right? I mean, we have hundreds of especially lawn care and landscaping services that we work with in the United States. But just within that area, we wouldn't be able to work with anybody else because it's a conflict, right? It wouldn't be beneficial to you or us if we're working to get two people on the same page. So,
I got
It's the fact that we're Google partners means that we've had the client growth and revenue that's required for Google itself. So, and the only way we're able to do that is by making the listing exclusive. Okay, so to sustain our client growth and revenue, right? So,
Okay.
That's why it's an exclusive listing. So just to kind of get an idea, though, of what package is best going to fit your company. Now, do you have a Facebook business profile?
I don't.
Okay. Okay.
Not yet.
But you do have a personal Facebook, right?
No. My wife does.
Oh, your wife does. Okay. So is this kind of something you run with her, or is she just, you know, kind of helps out or
no,
anything?
So we just started up in January of 2022.
Right.
And all contracts were basically people who are – they're already under contract, so we're not going to win any new clients. Really what we did was we did a bunch of residential driveways, and we got like eight or ten accounts. We'd have to go look. So we didn't make hardly anything this winter season, and my intent was to basically start – pursuing maintenance contracts for lawn care services. But as far as advertising, we've just been passing out flyers. It's a small community. Palmer's a small area. So I'm just been going kind of doing it on my own. So I haven't been advertising on Facebook or Google. I tried to start setting something up with Google. It didn't work.
Right.
We put a couple of ads on Facebook Marketplace. We have a couple of groups like our church community. We put that out. So I'm on tap for several contracts next year for snow, but we haven't really done much as far as advertising beyond that.
Okay. Well, so, I mean, the season coming up, I mean, you know, I know that it stays pretty cold in Alaska, like pretty much year round, right? I mean, it just stays cold, right?
Yep.
I mean, I just forgive me. I've actually never been to Alaska. I'd love to go there. It seems like it's really beautiful. But I would imagine that your bread and butter is probably the plowing, right? Snow removal and all of that.
I thought it would be, but I honestly think that the lawn care is going to be even more. So
okay.
No, the problem with snow removal is it really just depends on how much it snows.
Right.
And we have years where it snows a lot, and we have years where it doesn't snow much at all. But every spring and summer, grass is growing the whole time.
Right, okay.
So basically, it gets warm. We're in the shoulder season right now where it's too late to plow. It's not snowing anymore, and it's too early to do anything with lawns.
Okay.
So it'll probably be May before we start really get going.
Okay.
So right now I'm just pursuing clients. But okay. May, June, July, August, September – and maybe part of October. It'll probably be 5 months total, May through September.
Okay, okay. So, you know, I'm just trying to get a good understanding, really, of what we can do to help you out and what package would best fit your company, right, Jason? So I'm thinking there's two different options I have for you, okay? So the first option I have – so first off, all of our packages are set at two-month agreement. It doesn't mean you're paying 2 months up front. It's just to get the most added benefit from the package. So it's just a verbal agreement. The first package I have would be $299 month to month. And the packages normally come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover the programming, but you know, I want to help you out. So I'll go ahead and waive the setup fees for both of the packages to get you started. So the $299, what that's going to be, it's going to be the complete Google local optimization setup. So we'll manage, fix, and, you know, maintain your Google business profile as well as, you know, backlinking keywords, getting you into that first page, okay? So then that would include Facebook ads, so we manage and maintain that as well. It does include a complete directory submission packaging with the most popular directories in your area, you know, like Yelp, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, initial content creation on Bing, and then exposure that covers mobile devices, including iPhones, Androids, and tablets, as well as voice-activated systems like Alexa. So we're literally going to cover all your bases. That would be the first package. It would be mostly focusing on the Facebook ads along with everything else. The second package I have would be just to get you started. It would be taking away those Facebook ads, and it's always something you can add on later if you want to do that. That package would be $199. So it pretty much is the extra $100 just goes straight into managing the Facebook ads. And, you know, it's a allotted amount that goes into the click service. So any ads, like on Google or Facebook, is going to be pay per click. But what we do is we allot that to ad spend. So we put that, you know, 100 with the Google ads, it's 300, but with the Facebook ads, it's just that 100 that goes into maintaining it. So you're not paying over that 100 ever. It just, you know, every click you get goes straight to that 100. So it's like, you know, $25 a day or $10 a day that goes straight into that click. And then, you know, it never goes over that. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me be real honest with you here, a little bit transparent. I'm really interested in getting more visibility. I need to get my Google page resolved, and I'm all about being at the top of the list when somebody searches for me.
Yeah.
I signed up for an Angie's List ad, mm-hmm. basically for those guys to advertise. You know, they basically send me contacts.
Uh-huh.
I've had one in a month.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I'm a little skeptical about spending a whole pile of money on advertising. I've been doing it myself, and I went out and got just word of mouth, those 10 accounts, and then leads on others. And I have one giant commercial account that I know I'm probably a 90% shoo-in for. So I think, so there's a couple of concerns for me. One is that I would be interested in trying it, but I don't want to be in some sort of an annual contract. I want to be able to quit whenever.
Yes.
And I would be interested in the $199 to begin with, just to see how it goes.
Okay.
But if it's not being productive, I'm going to cancel it.
Okay. So let me just go into how everything works. And also the other thing I can add into the package for you, Jason, would be a website. So either one of the packages, I can throw in a website at no additional charge. And they are $300 websites, you know, and we make it so that people can contact you, pay you, and then they're optimized, manage, and maintain, and Google compliant. So that's the other thing I can put into the package, again, at no additional charge. Now, like I said, that it's month-to-month pricing. It's only a two-month verbal agreement, but that's just verbal, okay? So, you know, at any time, we're a performance-based company, right? So we want to be under-promise and over-deliver, right? So that's what we do. So that website I know is going to be super helpful for you, though. So just to let you know, just so I can be transparent, we don't take, anything that you have hostage, right? We're not going to, you know, like suspend accounts or anything if you do cancel. With the website, just because we're buying the domain name for $300 and managing and maintaining it, if for some reason you do decide to cancel, which I know you won't, then you would just have to pay $99 to get the domain name back. Okay? So that's the only thing. So, but it would still be exactly the same bill. You know, you can obviously add pictures of your work and all of that. But, you know, really the beauty of the program, Jason, is it does come with a complete customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll be able to see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches performed. So in addition to that, you can also track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. And again, if you want to add keywords, run promotions, or, you know, change any of your content, add those ad spend, you can do that with the assistance of your account management team. Okay?
Okay.
So I just want to give you a timeline of how everything is going to work, though. Okay? So since you don't have you don't have access to your Google Business Profile right now, right?
I do not.
Okay. So the way it's going to work, we're going to sign you up. We get you into your client interview. So hopefully we can do that today or tomorrow. And then that's when they're going to do the content editing quality control. From 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard and directory submissions. So that would be like with Yelp, you know, all the ones that I mentioned. Okay. So, and then from 7 to 14 days, we're going to get your website up and running. Okay. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything is going to appear, okay? So it's just, that's when the backlinking, you know, the optimization, the keyword searches are going to appear. So if somebody is in your area and looking for the services you provide, you will pop up on that first page, okay?
Okay.
So, and mostly the timeline, especially for your situation, is we need a contact directly to Google to get access back to your Google Business Profile. Because you already have it and you've done that PIN verification, it is very helpful to speed up the process. But it takes about 10 days for us to get access to the Google Business Profile. So that's just, you know, why the timeline is the way it is. Okay?
Okay.
So what are you thinking so far?
I think it sounds, I mean, just the website and you guys being able to address my Google issues with the business profile, and there's value there for me just based on that.
Right. Completely. Yeah.
And far as Facebook, we can put out, I'm not too concerned about Facebook ads right this second, even though I know they're super effective.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, once you start getting in more revenue, you can always add that later on. So,
Probably what I would do.
At least this would be to, get everything going, get everything up and running, getting in those phone calls, making it so you're visible so people don't have to know the name of your company to find you. So it's basically like a virtual business card, right? So that people can, you know, be in your area looking for your services, and then you're popping up, right? And then you have a website that people can see you're credible, know that you're a business that people want to go to, right?
Yeah, understood. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I intended to have a website built. I just hadn't got to it.
Okay. Well, yeah,
this is really helpful for me.
It sounds like it was meant to be then. So,
yeah.
Okay, so Jason, let's get you signed up. So do you have a middle initial?
A.
Okay. And then is your last name Palmer?
No, it's Gardner.
Okay. Gardner, just like how it sounds, right? G-A-R-D-E-N-E-R.
Yeah. Only one E, Gardner.
Okay. And then what is your email?
The business email. So this is another thing, man. I've been neglecting this. I need to change it. So I have two businesses. So let me give you my personal email, and then we'll update it.
Okay.
Because right now I have a Tarsus, it's TarsusPlowing@Yahoo, but I have a Tarsus Properties, and they're so close, I keep getting a mess. It's just a mess. So I changed the business to Palmer Plowing so that it would be obviously different, and the logo is all different. Everything's been updated on the equipment and stuff, but I haven't changed my email address. So actually, you know what? I'll make it today. I'm on vacation is my problem. I actually need to go. I'm at my family's house, and they're waiting on me, but I'm going to give you an email address that doesn't exist right this second, but I will create it today.
Okay. This is just so we can send you like the invoice and all of that. So why don't we just give me the one that you can actually receive stuff from like right now, and then you can change it later on.
All right. We'll do that. So it's Tarsus Plowing, TARSUS, Plowing, PLOWING, @yahoo.com.
Okay. And
even
then the best.
I want to get away.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and like I said, we can always change it. So the best phone number to get you on is always going to be the 952-6933, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then, what is going to be your address?
The business address is 6626. Cimarron Circle, Cimarron Circle, Circle. It's Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay. And then
I
got that here. Let's see here. So what are the best hours of operation for you? Like when you want to be taking phone calls?
I'll take phone calls anytime, but as far as executing the work, it would probably be, I don't know, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. We got daylight all summer, so.
Okay. And that's Monday through Sunday, right?
I would say Monday through Saturday. We will not work on Sundays.
Okay. And then the payments that you take, is it, you know, all forms of payment, cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo?
I don't take credit cards right now. Everything else would be fine.
So cash and check?
Yeah, cash, check, Venmo, PayPal.
Okay. Okay. And then the best forms of contact for you are going to be phone, text, email, all the above.
Yep, all the above.
Okay. And then, so just the services that you want to offer, I mean, obviously it's plowing, lawn service. Do you want to put, like, landscape? Just, you know, give me a few that they can go on, you know, listing you for those keywords.
Right. So I would say, so I don't know how you want to do this, but plowing, shoveling, sanding.
Okay.
As far as lawn, it would be lawn care and lawn maintenance. So I would say minor landscaping. We're not building retaining walls or anything. But as far as minor landscaping, you know, weeding and trimming shrubs, things like that, replacing mulch, that kind of stuff is fine. We could probably even do some pruning and things, but I'm not planning to do, you know, I'm not planning to start with a blank slate and install landscaping like, you know, rock features and patios and things like that. I'm staying away from that intentionally.
Okay. And for an authorized user, would you also want your wife to be an authorized user on the account, or is it just going to be you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And what's your wife's name?
Jennifer.
Okay. And she has the same last name, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so let's go ahead and set you up for your client interview. So that would be, let's see what I have. So you said you're in Tennessee right now, though, right?
Correct.
And when
I'll
are you,
be back on April's. I'll be back on April 3rd.
Okay. Would you be able to do the client interview tomorrow?
Probably not. We're going to be traveling to Chattanooga.
Okay. So do you want to just do it on the 3rd then, when you get back?
Yeah, the 3rd would be better, yeah.
Okay.
Because we're going to be traveling. We'll be traveling Thursday, Friday, and then we fly home Saturday.
Well, Thursday or the 3rd is a Sunday, so do you want to do it the 4th?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. All right, so I'll put you in for the 4th. All right. So then, well, so the billing, though, is it going to be the same address as the one you gave me, the 662 Cinema Run Circle? Sorry, I'm probably not saying that
yeah.
right. Okay, it's
right,
the same.
Cimarron, yeah, that's
okay.
the business address, yeah.
And then is it also going to be a business card, or is it going to be a personal card?
Right now it's personal. I haven't got a business card yet.
Okay, no problem. All right, let me set this up. So is it going to be a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's a Visa.
Okay. One second. All right. Okay, and so then when you give me that card number, go ahead and give it to me 4 digits at a time. And I'll repeat it back to you, okay?
All right. 4147.
Okay. 4147.
So you're going to repeat it back.
Sorry, yep. 4147.
3420.
3420.
9330.
9330.
5532.
5532. Okay, and then the expiration?
March 2025.
Okay, and then the 3-digit code on the back?
075.
Okay, so I know you are in a hurry. There's just two more things that I'm going to do. The first thing I'm going to do is read a voice verification. And this is just an added form of protection for you, and it's also because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So if, you know, okay. at any time, if you don't understand anything, just, you know, go ahead and say, hey, Jesse, I don't understand that, and I'll go ahead and rephrase it for you, okay? And also, we are going to send you everything in writing with your invoice. So here we go. So I'm going to get started. So it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is an outline, the service agreement with Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Palmer Plowing and Lawn Care.
Please state your name and title in the business.
Jason Gardner, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business?
Yes.
You are authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date of 3/30/22 in the non-refundable amount of $199. This will be a recurring payment. When the two-month term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th in the amount of $199. But you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges from your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So, do you agree to the cancellation renewal terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's done. So, Jason, the next thing that I'm going to do is I have a couple of text messages should have just come to you.
Yep.
Okay, do you see the one where it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and open that link up for me.
Okay.
And then, this is everything that we discussed in writing, okay? So go ahead and scroll to the bottom of that, and you'll see a little white box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card.
Yep.
Okay, click on that little white box for me, and then right below it where it says sign in orange, put your name in just as it appears, and then press confirm signature.
Signature does not match. Type your name exactly as it appears. Where do I find my name?
It's right above it. Jason A. Gardner. Did I not spell it right, your last name?
Oh, no, you got it. There's no period. I put a period on my initial.
Oh, okay, yeah, no period.
All right, username and password.
Okay, go ahead and bookmark that for me. That's going to be your reporting dashboard and analytics system, so you're going to get the login credentials for that within 3 days. Okay?
Okay.
So, and then I'm going to go ahead and send you my extension and phone number. So in the meantime, if you have any other questions, you can definitely give me a call. I will send you also a 6-minute YouTube video of exactly how the dashboard works. Okay? And then, yeah, and so that's everything. So just make sure you're available on the 4th. Let's see. What time did I have you? So, and then Alaska time. Hold on. So what time are you available on the 4th?
I'm just going to my calendar real quick. Actually, I'm really available. The only thing I have is from 11 to noon Alaska time. Otherwise, I'm open.
Okay. How about how about 8 o'clock your time?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I will get you in for 8 o'clock that time on the 4th. And... yeah, and we're good to go. So, yeah, I do appreciate it. And did you have any other questions for me at all?
No. I think I'm okay. I'm good.
Okay. All right. I mean, I really appreciate it. I look forward to getting you started. And I mean, I really know you're going to love the program, Jason. And, you know, again, I have your wife as an authorized user. So, you know, you guys are always welcome to call back if you have any questions. So, all right. Okay. So I'm excited for you. Okay.
I'm excited too. I'm looking forward to seeing, some results. Thank
you. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.